The Black Company was pretty well known. 200 ghost bows bent. 50 hands tried to find some sky belly to grab. "I suggest you dismount and disarm," I told their captain. He gulped air a few times, considered the odds, did as directed. "Now clear away from the horses, you naughty boys." They moved. Lady made a gesture. The horses all turned and trotted toward Goblin, who was their real motivator. He let the animals pass. They would return to the inn to proclaim the terror ended. Slick. Oh, slick. Not even a hangnail. That was the way we did it in the old days. Maneuver and trickery. Why get yourself hurt if you can whip them with a shuffle and con? We got the prisoners into a rope coffle where they could be adequately controlled, then headed south. The brigands were greatly exercised when Goblin and One-Eye relaxed. They didn't think it was fair of us. 2 days later, we reached Vest. With One-Eye and Goblin again supporting her grand illusion, Lady remanded the deserters to the justice of the garrison commander. We only had to kill 2 of them to get them there. Something of a distraction along the road. Now there was none, and charm drew closer by the hour. I had to face the fact that trouble beckoned. The bulk of the annals, which my companions believed to be in my possession, remained in Imperial hands. They had been captured at Queen's Bridge, an old defeat that still stings. I was promised their return shortly before the crisis in the Barrowland, but that crisis prevented their delivery. Afterward, there was nothing to do but go fetch them myself. Chapter 3. A Tavern in Taglios. Willow scrunched a little more comfortably into his chair. The girls giggled and dared one another to touch his corn-silk hair. The one with the most promising eyes reached, ran her fingers down its length. Willow looked across the room, winked at Cordy Mather. This was the life, till their fathers and brothers got wise. This was every man's dream, with the same old lethal risks a-sneaking. If it kept on and did not catch up, he'd soon weigh 400 pounds and be the happiest slug in Taglios. Who would have thought it? A simple tavern in a straight-laced burg like this. A hole in the wall like those that graced every other street corner back home. Here, such a novelty, they couldn't help getting rich. If the priests didn't get over their inertia and shove a stick into the spokes. Of course, it helped them, being exotic outlanders that the whole city wanted to see. Even those priests. And their little chickies. Especially their little brown daughters. A long, insane journey getting here, but worth every dreadful step now. He folded his hands upon his chest and let the girls take what liberties they wanted. He could handle it. He could put up with it. He watched Cordy tap another barrel of the bitter, third-rate green beer he'd brewed. These Taglian fools paid 3 times what it was worth. What kind of a place never ran into beer before? Hell. The kind of place guys with no special talents and itchy feet dream of finding. Cordy brought a mug over. He said, "Swan, this keeps on. We're going to have to hire somebody to help me brew. We're going to be tapped out in a couple days." "Why worry?